107 WIRX. All right, here we go. That's 7:09. Snow kind of scattered throughout the next couple days and chilly. High of 38 today. Low of 23 tonight. High of 34 tomorrow. Right now it is 27.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, people in the airline industry know your sense of smell and taste change when flying through the air. With this in mind, some big brains working for the Cathay Pacific Airline have brewed up a new beer with unique carbonation that's supposedly designed to taste best at 35,000 feet. Ooh-wee, a custom-made beer for the plane? That's what I'm talking about. The beer, called Betsy Beer, is named after the airline's first airplane, a Douglas DC-3 nicknamed Betsy, and the company claims it's the world's first beer specifically designed to be enjoyed at high altitudes. This is great, because I like golfing, I can't fly without having a cocktail or two. Doesn't matter where I'm going. And it's not because of nerves or anything. I just, you know, whenever I'm on a plane, it's usually vacation time, and I'm going to have a beer or two. It's what it's for. I love it. And now to have a beer that is specifically made to be enjoyed up in the air, well, hell, I got to try that, man. This is crazy, man. The Spanish government has appointed a minister of sex in order to encourage people to hop in the sack, get it on, because the population is declining over there. The declining population, of course, is bad for the government and bad for the economy. So this appointed sex czar is going to try and convince more people to do the mattress mambo, the old horizontal hustle, the double-backed monster, if you will, and hopefully make lots of babies and increase the population. This is crazy to me because have you ever seen Spanish women? You would not have to convince me at all to hop in the sack with one. All right? And the way they talk, ooh-wee. So I don't know what's going on over there. But apparently there's more important things to do. I don't know what that would be. That's literally the most important thing. But make a trip over to Spain sometimes. We'll see what happens. Lastly, this is horrifying. This is absolutely the worst story I've ever read. And I've read some pretty terrible ones. According to a new study, the average public swimming pool, I think you know that where this is going, contains up to 20 gallons of urine. 20 gallons of urine. I didn't ever think I'd have to say a sentence like that. A group of researchers in Canada figured it out by testing 23 public pools for traces of an artificial sweetener that is used in a lot of processed foods. Apparently, your body doesn't break it down, so when you pee, it's still in there. One pool they tested was about a third the size of an Olympic swimming pool, and they calculated it had just under 20 gallons of urine. Another one was about half as big, so more like a hotel swimming pool, and that one had around 8 gallons of golden juice. So if you crunch the numbers, that means the average backyard swimming pool would have about 2 gallons of urine. We might not pee in our own pools quite so freely, though. They also took samples from 8 hot tubs, and those were even worse. There was less urine, but also a lot less water to dilute it. One hotel hot tub, that hotel hot tub, I want you to think about that, tested, and it had 3 times the concentration of urine as the worst swimming pool. Now, if you know anything about me, you know I don't go into public pools because of this fact. But there's so much in there. I didn't think it was that bad. I want you to think about all the times you've jumped into a pool. Literally jumping into just pools of urine and just waste and other people's, ugh. Oh, my God. Why? I'm never going into a pool ever again.